Improv is not just for comedy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rich Pellegrin, assistant professor of music theory at the University of Florida, discusses this method in other mediums.
Machines have long excelled at activities involving consistent reproduction of a fixed object. More improvised activities are chaotic, reactive, and process-oriented. From self-driving vehicles to stock market algorithms, AI is rapidly replacing a wide range of improvisatory human activities. This is happening at a time when classical music has abandoned improvisation. Nearly all the major figures of Western art music excelled at composition, performance, and improvisation, until the 20th century, which splintered these pursuits into specialized realms. Performers faced the rise of recording techniques that flooded consumers with fixed, homogeneous, and objectively correct versions of compositions. Musicians had to deliver technically flawless live performances to match, sometimes reducing music to a sort of Olympics. Modernist composers became increasingly enthralled with procedures, algorithms, and mathematical models, mirroring contemporary technological developments. The ultra-complex music of high modernism required machine-like accuracy from performers, but the minimalist music of postmodernism demanded robotic precision as well. Improvisation was nearly erased from classical music, but flourished in a new American art form, jazz. Jazz struggled to gain parity, however, particularly in the U.S., due in large part to structural racism. The classical world even has its own version of the one-drop rule. Works containing improvisation, or written by jazz composers, are often dismissed as illegitimate by the classical establishment. Some have called on orchestras to improvise and collaborate with jazz artists, but college music programs have segregated and marginalized jazz studies, leaving orchestral musicians bereft of training in improvisation. Instead, the musicians are seated according to their objectively ranked ability, and their job is to replicate the motions of the principal player. They are the machines of the music world. In the future, will they be the most disposable?
That was Rich Pellegrin of the University of Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.